fennel, a food, a herbal medicine, and a scientific quandary. Fennel, or sweet fennel, Fenniculum vulgare, a hardy perennial plant with yellow flowers from the Mediterranean region, is now grown throughout the world thanks to our enjoyment of its flavour in food and drink and its long-standing use as a herbal medicine. These applications, and a particular scientific safety problem posed by them, are discussed in this podcast by Professor Anthony Dayan, a Gardner Fellow of the Royal College of Physicians of London, where two varieties are grown. The Romans introduced fennel to Britain as they valued it for its succulent shoots and aromatic fruits or seeds used to give an aniseed-like flavour to meat and fish dishes. Dioscorides in the 1st century AD, following Hippocrates, recommended eating fennel seeds to aid lactation in nursing mothers, something still done in South America, and he used the sap to treat eye conditions, snake bite, dog bite, an upset stomach, and to introduce menstruation and diuresis. Pliny, in the 1st century AD, described 22 conditions treatable with extracts of the bulbous root or seeds, such as cloudiness of vision, indigestion, and excessive breaking of wind. He claimed that snakes would eat fennel when casting off their old skins and use the juice to sharpen their failing eyesight. The value of fennel root extracts to treat dimness of vision was continued in the writings of the medieval herbalists of the school of Salerno and in several other European countries, as well as by British authors. They and other herbalists, such as Hildegard of Bingen in the 12th century, wrote of it as a carminative and as giving the body a good odour. Perhaps the latter is why the seeds are often chewed to sweeten the breath after eating highly spiced Indian meals. In their great 16th and 17th century herbals, Gerard and Parkinson described the particular use of fennel seeds and leaves to flavour and tenderise fish, as is still done today. Their contemporary, William Coles, was still using fennel according to the teachings of Dioscorides and Pliny, but also recommended the leaves, seeds and roots in drinks and broths to make fat people lose weight. Like Pliny, he wrote that the bitterness of wild fennel made it a better medicine than the sweet cultivated fennel. It was popularly claimed to counteract poisons and witchcraft, the latter explaining why it was placed over doorways on Midsummer Eve to keep out witches and evil spirits. Extracts of the seeds were believed to give courage and to prolong life. Today, the leaves make a tasty addition to salads, and the seeds give flavour to many dishes. Culpepper's Physical Directory in 1650 stated that fennel root and leaves increased urination and menstruation and helped lactation, as had his predecessors over the past 1600 years. Fennel seeds are registered as a traditional herbal medicine in Europe as a carminative, to ease menstrual cramps, and as an expectorant. They, and the essential oil extracted from them, are widely approved as food flavourings and to perfume certain toiletries, but with a particular precaution mentioned below in this podcast. Fennel, especially the seeds, contain a number of aromatic alkyl benzene compounds, in particular anethol and its isomer estragol, that give it its characteristic anise-like smell and flavour. They have a weak action, similar to that of the natural female hormones, the estrogens. Substances produced by their breakdown in the body, however, can damage DNA, and at least in animals, produce cancer after prolonged consumption. Much thought and argument has gone into answering the quandary of whether there might be a risk to people consuming fennel and its extracts in foods, herbal medicines, and from their use as perfumes in toiletries. The accepted view is that provided you only eat a small amount, the risk to humans is vanishingly low, because our exposure will be minimal and we cannot break down the original chemicals to the damaging ones as effectively as certain animals. Pregnant women and children are advised against excessive exposure to these chemicals from any source, including fennel, licorice, star anise, tarragon, and basil, to avoid the possibility of hormonal disturbances. Overall, fennel has given pleasure to the eyes and the palate for many centuries, and it has been a helpful treatment for many different complaints. However, its potential to cause harm is a warning that, like many other plants, natural products are not necessarily benign. The Royal College of Physicians of London and its garden, displaying almost 1,100 plants from the history and development of medicine, lie in the southeast corner of Regent's Park. The garden is open to the public during the week from 9 to 5. Further information about it and podcasts and videos about the plants it displays can be obtained from the website garden.rcplondon.ac.uk. If you'd like to know more about the garden and its unique collection of plants, or to use the database of information about their naming, history, and uses, come on one of the free guided tours, which are held on the first Wednesday of every month from March to October, from 2 to 3:30. To book a place, please phone reception at the college on 020-3075-1200 or email reception@rcplondon.ac.uk. You can also book a free guided tour of the prize-winning college building through reception or on the website www.rcplondon.ac.uk/museum-garden.